Hi, this is Cass. Welcome to the Curio Podcast, where two old friends hash out current events, politics, and whatever strikes our fancy. Visit us on Twitter at Podcast Curio. Join our Facebook page. Check out our website, curiopodcast.org. And don't forget to subscribe. Thanks for listening.
All right, I'm recording, so
okay. Let
me intro you.
Okay.
Welcome to the show. We've got masks on and we're in the car with a digital recorder, so we probably sound really terrible.
Or maybe we sound great.
Hi, Kimmy.
Hi, Cass.
What?
Oh, my straw. I have a metal cup with a metal straw in it, and I'm trying to keep it quiet.
Okay.
So if anybody hears anything weird, it's me not successfully keeping my straw quiet.
Not just you talking?
Well, that too.
So we are on a mission to make a little good trouble.
Yeah.
In a way. When I left my house, my husband said, be safe. Try to get arrested. That's what he said.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet?
Aww.
He seemed disappointed that he couldn't be with us. And I said, well, why don't you come? You're like always our third on the podcast anyway. And he was like, Anyway.
We'd be safer with him around because
he's a white guy?
Because he's a white guy. And we're white gals.
Right. Yeah. Oh, my ceramics are also making noise. All right. We are on a mission. Kim's got some rocks. Not to throw at things.
No. Not for throwing. They're painted. Painted them. I talked to the rocks first because painting rocks really feels very...
like a violation of their...
it feels not normal or good to me.
Right.
So I talked to them. I explained what was going on. I said, look, you're going to do some good out there. So just handle it. And they're like, okay, got it. We can do that. The paint's probably going to come off anyway someday. So whatever.
Right.
They're cool. Yep. And you've got all kinds of goodies. You have a big box of goodies.
Well, I've been making stuff for a while, and it's just been sitting on top of the outdoor piano that's deconstructed.
Which is really cool, you guys.
And I just think it's time to get rid of it. And I made a bunch of little flat ceramic plaques that say things like Black Lives Matter and...
I love those.
Fuck Trump and shit like that. So, I got some double-sided tape, and I'm at a weird intersection. Okay, I'm just going to go, because
yeah,
what else?
This is,
I don't even know where I'm going. Oh, I know where I'm going. I wanted to put one of the plaques somewhere near Mark Twain.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, I was trying to imagine how Mark Twain would be right now, and like, what kind of melodious language he would be using to describe Trump at the moment.
So often I wish that certain literary giants were still around to help us through this time. Like, yeah, like Mark Twain, like Hunter S. Thompson.
Oh God, can you imagine him?
You know, Bukowski, he probably wouldn't really...
No, he's weird.
He wouldn't care too much. But...
he might even like Trump.
Woody Guthrie? I think the other day it occurred to me that Woody Guthrie kind of like... he's like, okay, look. Here's your soundtrack for 2020. 2016 through 2020 and beyond. I'm throwing it down early because I got stuff to do. Just roll with it.
Just do it.
Do it, baby.
Alright, we are driving around and we're gonna turn the recorder off so we can get into some good trouble. But when we come back, I think we need to let everybody know that today was supposed to be the day that your menopause was official.
Right, but I started spotting. Like, really? Really?
Really?
365 fucking days. Hello, I'm back. bad, bitches.
It was his brothers talking about just George and how he should still be here and Breonna Taylor should still be here and blah, blah, blah. And then they had this like virtual moment of silence where they were looking at people like in their homes, you know, with their heads bowed. And I thought to myself, okay, just do this right now. And so I stopped doing what I was doing and like paid attention to what was happening, and I just started crying. It was like that grief that you push away, you know?
Right. Yeah.
So
charge through it and then give it.
Okay, so we just put up I'm having trouble. Okay, got it. That's good.
Okay.
We just put a Save the USPS sign on a defunct newspaper dispenser in front of the post office.
Yes, across from a big church too, which is
and right around the corner from the police station. Ah! Kimmy, is there an area around here that's more bohemian?
More is this bohemian? It? I think that's it. Well, there's, you know, Sierra Madre.
We'll go over there.
All right. Yeah. That's where Mitch could go. Yeah.
We'll put
those
guys
really
there. They
would really appreciate it. They'd probably build a freaking thing around.
We could build a whole thing for it. So, you started your period today. Well, not your whole period, but
no,
like cramps
just
and stuff.
Spotty, and then all of a sudden I had cramps, and it was like, no.
And this is the exact thing that happened to our friend Lou, who has been on the show before.
Yeah.
Exactly a year. You went 365 days.
Yeah, exactly. Because I have an app. There's no way on earth I could have kept track of that myself without a, you know, help.
Right.
So, yeah. I texted her. I showed with the screenshot of my app saying, you're 365 days late. And then told her what happened. And she's like, dude, told you, same thing that happened to me. And I was like, God damn it. I said, you should have heard me screaming in the bathroom. And she texted back, I did.
I would be so mad if I were you.
Oh, I think it's just a little hiccup, but the weirdest part is that it's just on time, like
the day,
right. And it's one of those moments where I realize just how powerful nature is, including our bodies.
Yeah,
My body did that. My body knew that it was exactly a year. Not that my body cares about the calendar at all.
But no, but it was right on schedule. A cycle.
It was right on schedule. Yeah, so it's just freaky. It's freaky.
That's weird.
And that's why men are afraid of us.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah, because we, like, grow people inside of our bodies, and then they apparently have their own timekeeping scene and calendar situation going on in there. I don't know.
Weird.
Makes me wonder what else our bodies are capable of doing.
Levitation, maybe?
Maybe.
I've seen David Blaine do it.
He's not a woman.
Oh. You don't know.
No, that's true.
So, Michelle Obama's speech, did you see that, though?
Oh, my God. Halfway through, I, like, all of a sudden was paying attention to my body. Once again, I was sitting on the edge of the couch.
Yep.
Like this.
Yep.
With my hands around my cheeks, just intently devouring every word that came out of her mouth.
Every syllable, the way she made the words fold around her teeth. Oh. I was captivated. Doug came in, he was watching Pulp Fiction out in the studio, and he told me to text him when Bernie or Michelle Obama were speaking, and I texted him both times, and he just didn't see it, so he didn't come in, but he came in when it was all done, and he was like, how was it? And I was like, well, Bernie is encouraging all of his bros, which Doug is one of them, to, you know, save democracy and not vote for him.
He was straight up.
Yeah.
He's like, don't be assholes.
Right.
Don't be freaking assholes about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm on board.
And it was right what he said about, we've made this much progress, and Joe, he may not be anybody's first choice, but he's
the next step forward.
He's the next step forward. He's taking bits from all of the progressives' plans, from Elizabeth Warren's plans, from Bernie Sanders' plans. So there's hope with him to get some of this stuff passed that the progressives want. But with Trump, there's just death and destruction and authoritarianism, so...
Oh, God,
those are your choices.
I mean, and you can't... Well, I guess you can, like, flip a switch and all of a sudden everything's different, because that happened in 2016. I don't understand how that happened. I mean, I do, but it's still like, oh, my God, we went from this really solid place to... now, which is a fucking nightmare.
It's a nightmare, yeah.
And like Michelle Obama said, it can get worse.
Oh, yeah.
But how did that happen? I just don't understand. I guess it would be like if the progressives stole the election.
And gave everybody health care?
We're issuing propaganda. Oh, my God. Wouldn't that be funny? Is that an exercise in creativity? Like... What would have happened if the progressives had stole the election?
First of all, they wouldn't have, because they believe in dignity and justice, I think. But
right.
But let's just pretend.
Let's pretend. Everybody would have health care.
Right? Free child care? Free college. They would wipe out student debt.
Raise taxes would be higher.
Of course. But only on the richest of the rich. And corporations would have to start paying their fair share.
The wealth... distribution would be more even, probably right. A lot more even.
And we could get rid of Citizens United finally.
Oh, God. What a fucking mess that is.
So when Doug came in and he said how the speech is, and he said, and Michelle Obama, and I said, it was like America's mom just gave us a big hug and gave us some homework to do.
Oh, my God. I said the same thing to Yvonne on Facebook, almost word for word.
Really?
Yeah. That's weird.
Oh, well, we've known each other a long time.
I don't get on the Facebook much anymore, but yeah. It was like she came up and gave us all a big hug, gave America a hug, and wiped the tears off our cheeks and said, okay, it's time to get to work now. You can do this.
Right.
Go out there and get it done.
I had posted on Twitter, can we just go ahead and make Michelle Obama the president of the galaxy now? Because... she's awesome. I know she doesn't want any job in politics, and that's fine. I respect that. But, like, she's so comforting to me.
But she can be a cheerleader. She can be the conscience of the nation.
Yeah.
She doesn't have to hold office to do that, obviously, because she nailed it last night.
Right.
And her tone changed. Like, I was very much aware that, you know, it was a very polished delivery. But there were points in that speech where she was about to cry.
She
wasn't going to hold back her emotion. She wasn't capable of doing it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There was some anger and frustration and sadness and lots of feelings going on there. Most unlike the GOP, who seemed to be a bunch of...
Oh, did you hear who they've got for their convention for next week?
Kanye West?
Nope. No.
Oh, the people with the guns at the Black Lives Matter.
The people who were pointing guns at Black Lives Matter people in Missouri, I
think? Protesters, yes.
Yeah, protesters.
And they're lawyers.
They're both lawyers. And I don't know if you remember the kid who stared down a Native American elder at one of the D.C. protests, and he was wearing a Make America Great Again shirt.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is he going to have a speech, too?
Yeah, he's going to have a speech, too, that kid. So that's fun. Oh, there's somebody filming something. That's like a TV camera.
Oh.
What's happening? Uh-oh.
Oh, something down there.
Oh, shit. Maybe we aren't putting stuff up here.
Well, we could do Kirsten Court.
Yeah, we can. I'll go around.
Oh. Channel 2?
What's happening?
Oh, yeah, somebody... plowed into Beantown.
Today?
No, last week. It was Friday. And I was like, I must have been so deep into my spreadsheets, I didn't even hear the sirens.
Oh, look, there's Kimmy's work.
Yeah, there they are. See that little outdoor thing?
Oh, that's so cool!
Out there and everything.
are vegetables.
Potatoes are a vegetable.
They really are.
Oh, look, it's like a little, like,
it's like a little slouchy hat.
Yeah, a little slouchy shower cap.
Woo! So, we went to go put some stuff down, and
you got distracted by beers.
We got distracted by beers.
The beers showed up, and we're like, oh, hello, beers.
And Lucky Baldwin's in Sierra Madre built a cute little patio out into the street with the lights. It was so nice.
We were the only women there.
That is true. Forever.
For the whole time.
Yeah,
indeed.
Why aren't women out drinking? God. Okay, Kim, here's the post office.
It's a little tiny post office, but I don't think it's working anymore.
What?
Yeah, I think all their postal stuff comes out of the...
It's still lit up.
Branch.
It's lit
up. That's what I heard.
What? I want to put something there.
Well, we can do that.
Also, I had a theory at the bar that the guy thought was really funny. That vampire lore descended from people like me who were very fair and couldn't eat garlic.
I got so comfortable with you again, Cass.
You forgot to put your mask on? That's okay. Yeah. I had mine on.
Well, yeah, but it's better if we both have our masks on. And if you're a vampire, then,
I can't die.
So do you have a very Eastern European blood? Really?
Wait, actually a little bit.
Don't you have like a little smidge from all of the gene pools?
I have a little smidge from all the gene pools, except I don't have anything that's Asian in my gene pool.
I don't know if I believe that.
It's true, I swear.
You don't look very Asian.
I did when I was a baby, though.
What?
Yeah, I don't know why. I just did. That could be the Native American, though.
Oh.
What do you think? Trump is a Russian asset? Or should we leave... How about this one that says, I can't breathe?
Oh, is that part of the...
No, this is a different one. It has a heart that hangs.
That's a good one.
Okay, I'm going to go put it out there.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. Oh, well, actually... Kim, just go ahead and talk,
Oh, while you're doing it?
Yeah, just talk and, like, whatever.
I'll narrate. Okay. All right. I can take my mask off. All right. So she's out of the car. You probably heard the door close. And she's going over to another one of those newspaper box things that nobody uses anymore. And I think she put it on top. That was fast.
Well, they had another decommissioned
newspaper thing. I like those. I want one of those in front of my house.
What a great thing that would be.
It's kind of like a little free library, but with nothing in it.
Oh, it would be!
Yeah.
You're so smart!
We could put... Oh.
Oh, wait.
Oh, is it falling here?
It's falling towards me, and I don't want people to hear me screaming, but not hear you.
We could find little free libraries to put things in, too.
That's a good idea. I think we should find one place to put a bunch of the rest of the stuff.
Just one place?
I'm not sure.
The mall?
I was thinking the big post office in Arcadia.
Oh, okay.
Like in the parking lot behind the Denny's.
Okay.
You know that parking lot?
Yeah, yeah. I used to go there because I'd have to, like, when I was mail ordering for Grateful Dead tickets.
Yeah.
I'd have to go to that one. And I can't remember why I had to go to the Arcadia post office instead of the Temple City post office. But,
Wow.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So sketchy. I remember standing in line, freaking out, like, oh my God, everybody hurry up. I gotta mail this fucking cashier's check so I can get my fucking tickets.
Do you remember when you used to have to wait in line for tickets at places?
Oh, yeah. And then you get a wristband.
Right.
And you had to... First, there was just waiting in line.
You had to wait.
Yeah, for a long time. Like, with chairs and shit.
You couldn't just go online. There was no online.
No, there was no online. Anywhere.
No online.
At all. You go down to fucking Tower Records, and you get in line, and you sit your ass down.
Wait, what was the other place? Music Plus!
Music Plus. And your friends would come, and, like, you'd, like, switch out, and people go to the bathroom, get food, come back. Like, it was, like, voting's gonna be.
Do you remember that time we went to the very, very...
Voting's gonna be, like, buying concert tickets.
In the old days.
In the old days.
Do you remember that time we went to Oingo Boingo, their very, very last Halloween show?
I do. I was just talking to people about this the other day and how awesome it was.
It's my mom, Nanny. Everybody knows
it. It was a blessing. That was a blessing.
That was a blessing. That Let me tell you something. That was a blessing. My mother loves Oingo Boingo. It's like her fave. And I went and stood in line. I was the very last person at that Music Plus. I think it was called Music Plus.
I thought you won the tickets.
No. I stood in line. Oh. I was the last person who got tickets, and they were the ones that they were holding, like the people that worked there or something. Because when I got up there, he was like, "We're out," and I was like, "No, this is for my mother." And he was like, "Your mother?" And so he gave me 4 tickets, and he goes, "Put those away." And I said, "Oh, okay."
Oh my God.
And so
I
put them into the inside of my coat pocket, because I used to wear dead old man thrift store jackets. Remember that?
And they were very cool, by the way.
And I got I got to my car, and I pulled the tickets out. I hadn't even seen them yet. And they said,
"Oh my God,
pit on them.
Pit tickets to the last fucking
Oingo Boingo Halloween show.
Dudes, you don't even know. None of you listening have any idea except Nanny how fucking awesome that was.
It was so fun.
That was like, there was some psychedelics involved.
Not by me, by you.
But, oh my God.
That was good. So
That was the night Danny Elfman burrowed into my soul for eternity. He's still in there.
And there was... everybody was dressed up because it was Halloween. Remember there was a giant Jack Skellington up in the upper levels? With giant arms? You remember that?
I remember lots of things. And I don't remember lots of things.
So, that's the kind of energy everyone needs to bring to standing in line for voting.
Oh my God. What if we dress up?
That's a good idea.
That would be so much fun. We could make voting lines fun, everybody.
It
could
be
like
a
freaking party. There could be dressing up. There could be potlucks. Well, kind of.
No, or in a pandemic. No potlucks.
What about pot?
If you're lucky.
What about weed?
It's a good idea here in California. I don't know about other places.
Fuck yeah, man. Everybody just gets ripped while they're standing in line for like 12 hours. Damn straight, bitches.
So today, Louis DeJoy, the Postmaster General, a.k.a.
Trump's the devil,
mega donor, a.k.a. the devil, came out and said he was going to suspend all of these changes that they were making to the post office. But...
Sorry.
No, it's fine. The air conditioner's not on.
Oh.
But he didn't say anything about putting everything back the way it was.
Oh, no. Hell no. He's not going to do that. I also want to know how much that cost. How much did it cost to remove all those mailboxes? How much did it cost to remove all of those mail sorting machines?
Oh, we need to let Katie Porter know to ask that question.
I want
to
know how much that cost, because conventional wisdom would say, "Oh, wow, I'm totally broken out of money. Maybe I shouldn't pay a bunch of money to have people come to my house and remove my old shit." Right?
Well, because we all know that it isn't about money.
No.
It's about suppressing the vote.
It's about suppressing the vote.
I cannot wait for him. I hope they don't say he doesn't have to come in for the congressional hearing now, because I...
Who, DeJoy?
Yeah, DeJoy. Because he sent out that letter. I have a feeling he'll still have to be questioned. But I hope that the Democrats give all of their time to Katie Porter, because fucking A, she's a badass. A badass bitch.
That's the catchphrase for 2020. She's a badass.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
She, because there are lots of she's that are badasses out there. Badder asses than some of the, most of the he's. Let me just say, it's time for the patriarchy to take a back seat.
Yeah, like,
come
give
on.
It a rest. We don't care anymore.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Yeah.
Dummies, take your penises and go on vacation. What the fuck shit is this?
That's where the Santa Anita Inn was.
This is the...
Or not the Santa Anita, the 100 to 1 club, remember?
That's a little tiny... What the fuck is that? It's a monster.
Do you remember the bar that was there?
Yeah. It was the 101 club.
The 100 to 1.
100 to 1, whatever. Okay, so...
We are by the Santa Anita racetrack right now.
And there was this beautiful old hotel where the jockeys used to stay.
Yeah.
And it was called the Santa Anita Inn. And then on the corner of Huntington and Huntington.
It is? No, Santa Clara. Huntington. It's right by the racetrack, the Santa Anita racetrack.
It was the 100 to 1 club.
A classic.
And it was this little dive bar. And
they've torn it down to put up another
office building. I don't know what the fuck building. That is. It better be an office building and not a goddamn condo. Because
that's what's going up all over Pasadena is goddamn condos.
Fucking condos. Look, I know housing is a problem, but when you plunk down a fucking condominium complex with 500 fucking units in it, that's 1,000 more cars. That's 1,000 at least more people. Probably more like 3,500 more people. It's too much.
We live in a free market society. Land is to be developed. There's no other purpose.
But not the Arcadia Park of Los Angeles County. That's the park of the happily desegregated trees.
Desegregated trees, that's right.
Yes, and that park still has happily desegregated trees.
Through traffic merge right. Okay, we're gonna stop
where are we
for
going?
Now. We're going to the post office.
Oh,
the
no.
big one.
Wait, we were taking a weird way to the post office.
What are you talking about? It's right there. There's REI right there.
Oh, I love REI. Oh, I thought we put something in front of REI.
Oh, that's a good idea.
People would be totally stoked.
Okay. So, let me get over to REI over here.
Oh, and then here's the metro station.
Ooh. So many possibilities. All right, ciao, everybody.
Adios.
We can just maybe put something in the...
Right in front of the doors.
Oh, you want to do it right in front of the doors? What if people are in there still?
They don't care. The REI people are really awesome, nice people. They're earth... Oh, okay.
That's fine. Jeez, oh! Hello. There's nobody on the... there's one guy. Two, three, four.
They're not wearing
four.
Masks.
They're not wearing masks on the train?
Over your nose.
Yeah, but they're walking by themselves. But no, I agree. I've seen more people with not proper mask etiquette tonight than I have in a really long time. What's going on, people?
Because the curve's going down. And this is the funny thing. Like, every time the curve goes down... People like throw their balls out to the wind. I'm always like, look, bitches, guess what's gonna happen? 2 more weeks, curve's gonna go up again, and you're gonna be like, God damn it, I wonder what happened. What the fuck? Maybe we must be testing more. No, assholes. Because you let your guard down, you took your masks off.
Oh, there's the post office.
And you went out like dickheads.
Also, it's 100. It was 108 today. I mean, you can understand why people might have the mask under their nose. I get it.
It's hot.
Not that I agree.
Try it with a fucking hot flash. Try wearing a mask with a hot flash.
So today, when my electricity went out at my house, excuse this noise.
Socks.
Today, when the electricity went out of my house and there was no air conditioning and it was 106,
dude,
I had a hot flash. So I'm frantically waving a fan at myself. I still have no idea. What do you think?
What? What's happening now?
I'm trying to figure out what to leave with the UPS a vote thing. Yeah. Vote. That's a good one.
Yeah, we need to vote.
Okay. Vote. I have fuck Trump, Black Lives Matter, and votes left.
I have one vote rock. Well, I have two vote rocks, but this one's my favorite. None of them came out the way I wanted them to. It's going to take me a long time to paint these well.
All right. I also have this wall of mom's thing that I don't like. It didn't work. I think it's ugly. It looks like a little kid did it.
I think it's pretty.
Well.
All right. Let's go.
Who's that? Wait. Hold on.
Well, they're not here to fucking pick up the mail. Because of fucking mail. The mailbox place is closed. What's next? What's happening next?
I don't know, man.
Man,
what's happening?
Are there any other statues or...
Statues. I don't know. This is kind of your neck of the woods over here.
Okay. Let me think.
There's In-N-Out Burger.
Oh, fuck yes, bitches.
We won't be able to get anywhere near there, though.
Why? We just walk our asses up and put down whatever the fuck we want.
Oh, I think I missed the... Wait, is this the alley?
What? Oh, yeah.
This is the alley right here?
Yeah.
I don't see anything.
Oh, is it recording?
It's recording, baby.
It's slipping around. Okay.
Oh, what? Is that a cat?
It's a kitty! Kitty cat! Meow, meow!
An alley cat! Get it? Sure. God damn it. Where's this In-N-Out?
Trader Joe's shopping cart going all the way down here.
Dude. Kimmy.
Yeah. What? What's happening?
Is Kamala Harris still your girlfriend?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, her and Michelle Obama.
Yeah? Michelle Obama's like your mom, not your girlfriend, okay? I'm gonna put this.
You sound like her.
Like who?
Kamala. I've heard her say Kamala.
She has not said Kamala. You're lying.
Okay.
Who is this?
Isn't it like Pamela? Kamala? No?
No. It's like comma. Like the punctuation
mark. Kamala?
Kamala. There's way too many people right here.
Why?
I don't know.
Sound just like her right now.
I don't know.
Yeah, see?
What? Where are you going? Why'd you take your seatbelt off?
Do you want me to wait in the car and narrate?
No, I'm just...
Oh, no, we're leaving?
No, I'm just gonna
park. What sign do you have?
I'm gonna park.
What's happening? Oh, what the fuck shit is this?
What the fuck shit is this?
This is some souped up fucking... What the fuck is that? A charger?
It's got purple headlights.
It looks like a lowrider out of the 70s, but with 2020 accoutrements.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you. It's got purple headlights and this blue light.
There's a dude right there. There's so many dudes around, fucking in and out.
So. Get it?
I got it.
Trump is a Russian asset.
This is the next sign, but I don't know where to put it.
In front of the bagel place.
In front of the bagel place.
Yeah.
Do you want me to walk over there or drive over there?
It's right there. I'll walk over there if you want. Or you can. Well, I think it's only walkable.
Oh, it's only walkable.
Yeah, we can walk together.
Okay.
You want to walk together? So, you want to walk together? I think it would be best if we went together because of this tricked out charger.
It's like a Lego car.
It looks like it should be in a kid's...
It's got green underlighting under the car. That's weird.
Wouldn't that be funny? I could do that to my car. Going fast, not even pedaling with lights and shit. That's wrong.
What's happening?
Little tiny people on little tiny bikes.
I think that was a regular sized person on a tiny bike.
That's even worse.
Wait up. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. Bear with.
Yeah.
There's two people sitting in lawn chairs on the median in the parking lot of the grocery store.
That's right. That they do that. I've seen them do that a lot.
Who are those people?
They like to hang out there sometimes when the weather's nice, not like today. People, they bring their camping chairs and they take up three or four parking spaces over there in the Starbucks parking lot.
Can you explain to me? Starbucks. They can't drink inside.
Right. So they don't.
They've made their own outside.
They bring their own outside wherever they go. And they're going to the Starbucks.
I mean, that's just kind of weird.
I think it's brilliant.
So here we are in the Vons.
We'd do that. I'd do that. Wouldn't you do that?
Now that you mention it, yeah. I just thought they were weirdos. I didn't realize it was tied to Starbucks.
I think it might be a Starbucks thing. They still open right now? It's late.
I have no idea.
After 9
I'm
o'clock.
Not a Starbucks regular.
I'm not either.
It's after 9 o'clock and we're still out making ruckus, Kimmy.
I'm having a hot flash.
A heart flash?
Heart flash! Oh my god, the air is blowing in my face.
It really is.
And I'm sweating like a...
Here, let me turn it up full blast.
Oh my god.
There you go. It's only 82 now outside at 9:16 p.m.
The mask, though, it will soak up the face sweat real nice.
But it holds that heat in against your nose.
This is terrible. I was sitting on my fucking doggy cooling pad last night.
That you keep in the refrigerator?
I keep it in the refrigerator. Faye said, don't put it in the freezer.
Oh no, it'll get hard.
And I believed her.
Yes.
Which I tend not to believe most people. But I believe Faye. I trust her. Oh, and I miss her so much. But yeah, oh my god, it was wonderful. It was like a little vacation.
When I've had hot flashes, I get the ice pack and I put it in my armpits.
Oh, yeah.
I figure pulse points.
Yep.
Cool down the pulse points.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting ready to go put this the final statue that I've made.
It's where are you going to put it?
Just in one of these little, by the parking. So when people pull their cars in near the Starbucks.
I think you should go there where the people's hanging out in the...
In the parking lot?
Under the Starbucks parking lot tree.
Do you think those people that hang out in the parking lot...
The Starbucks parking lot painting tree. Oh my god, what has the world come to?
Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome in the future, and it's like the gang of parking lot Starbucks people.
Oh my god!
Isn't that where we are now?
I think so. Looks like it. Look, there they is. 9:20 at night.
I've been imagining what kind of gang I'll be in the Mad Max world. Oh, what about this one? The one that says Breonna Taylor should still be alive.
Oh, Breonna Taylor. That just breaks my heart all over the place.
Where? Oh, I'm trying to find the reversible tape. Here we go. Double-sided tape.
You need some help?
No, I got it. This is going on a tree. Let's see. The one that says vote? No. I might just put that one up in my window at home.
The vote one or Breonna Taylor?
Well, no, Breonna Taylor's going in this parking lot. So these white people in Arcadia / Monrovia will see it and go, what the fuck? Who's Breonna Taylor? They don't speak like that here.
Oh my god.
They speak a lot like we do with our regular accents, not with our fake southern amalgamated accents.
I wonder if we're offending southern people with that.
I mean, I descend from southern people and you descend from southern people.
Yeah.
I don't think they'd be offended. They might find it absolutely delightful. Or as my Aunt Zona might say,
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, bless their heart. Isn't that cute?
Isn't that cute?
I'm telling the preacher.
Let me think. Where's a big tree? I need a big tree.
There's a pole.
Well, let me do that. Don't get arrested while I'm gone, Kimmy.
You want me to walk with you?
No, I'll be right back.
All right.
But let me take this tape off right here.
Oh, that's the tricky part. Is getting
that's
that.
The part that always gets me every time.
I want everybody to know that Cassie just put the tape backing inside her car. She did not dump it outside the car.
Why would I do that? I don't litter.
You're not a litter bug.
I'm not a litter bug.
I'm just saying that this is the expectation.
I'm also not a yuck mouth.
A what?
Yuck mouth, cuz I don't brush. How's about a little kiss? Remember that from when we were little?
Nope.
And it was like a dude with like terrible teeth with stuff growing out of it. I'm a yuck mouth, cuz I don't brush. How's about a little kiss? So there was some slight like sexual assault happening for little kids.
Awesome.
To get you to brush your teeth.
How's about a little kiss?
How's about a little kiss?
Oh,
little
that's
girl?
Creepy. That that's is creepy. Bad.
Whoa.
Yeah, so I think Cassie and I should start walking around with our camp chairs, and we can just go to any grocery store parking lot we want. We can set up camp.
Maybe. I've been caught!
I think we could get a cooler and put some beers in it and just go around to whatever grocery store parking lot we want to go to.
Is that legal now?
I don't know why it should
Listen,
be.
We can tailgate the Starbucks.
We can tailgate at the Subway and the Starbucks.
Can we tailgate McDonald's? No, you can't tailgate at the McDonald's.
Why?
Because they sell food there.
Oh, they don't like that. They sell food at the grocery store. Let's drive by these people real slow. Y'all's my heroes. Look at this.
It's two old people. They do have a cooler. Wait, are they homeless? No, they're not homeless.
They got Starbucks.
They're Starbucks. Maybe this is their date. You know, Doug and I have done that, where we take camping chairs up to the mountains.
We're going to take camping chairs over to the Ralphs next.
The Rams?
All. You and me going on a date.
We're going on a date to the Ralphs.
Can I take you out on a date, handsome? I got a special place for you, baby.
What's this one say? Oh, I've got one more.
The vet? We're going veterinary.
We're going to the veterinary school? What? What's happening?
That's a veterinary / Allstate building.
Where would be the best place to put a fuck Trump?
The Masonic Lodge.
Okay. What? Get off of my ass, will you?
Kuan Yin Meditation Temple.
No.
Kuan Yin Meditation
Maybe.
Temple. Everybody meditate.
Maybe.
Right now. 7-Eleven.
Maybe this defunct place right here. What was this place called?
Oh, I
what
love
was it?
This place.
Something elephant?
It used to be called the Brass Elephant.
The Brass Elephant.
Now it's called the Mine Bar and Grill, and they used to tell everybody that they had Cajun food, but it was really just shrimps in bags with a little cayenne pepper or something. I don't
shrimps
know
in bags?
Shrimps in bags.
What are you talking about?
It was bad news, I'm telling you. There are people from other countries trying to make Cajun food. They didn't know what they was talking about. They didn't know what they were talking about. It was horrible.
Did I use all of my ceramics? This is the last thing, Kimmy.
You have so many things.
We have put a lot of things down. Well, this one I love because Trump doesn't have any hair. Did you notice? I call it the Emperor Wears No Hair. But
I
here
love
it. Goes.
It. Here Did it you goes. See him in that last press conference where his little bangs were like flapping?
Oh yeah, he was in Minnesota, I think.
He looked like he was gonna take flight. It's terrible.
Wouldn't that be great? I can't wait till he goes to federal prison and they don't have somebody on staff to do his hair and makeup for 2 hours. I really want to see what he looks like without all that shit.
Can they shave his head?
I don't know. I think you're thinking of the army.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's allowed to have his hair, but he'll have to do it himself.
How long does he spend doing his hair and makeup every day? It's like
two hours.
Yeah. 2 hours.
Every single day.
I don't spend that much time looking in the mirror ever. In a week.
Every single day. He can't leave the house.
Oh my God.
Our house, the White House.
And he gets up at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then he's got to eat his hamburgers.
He's got executive time.
Executive time.
French fries and poops.
I get my makeup done while I'm taking a poop. Save some time.
We'll always be together. We'll always be together.
Cass.
What?
You can, like, make money doing sculptures of people's
actual faces?
Yeah. You're really good at it.
I have to be in a mood, though. Yeah. I have to be like, fuck that fucking ass, racist, rapist asshole. And then I make something with my hands because I'm mad at him.
Dude, they're like voodoo dolls.
They're like what?
Voodoo dolls.
Oh,
fuck, dude.
What if we go back there and smash it on the ground? No, that's mean.
That feels scary.
That feels scary.
It feels like it might work.
That's why. I mean, he's already very fragile right now. Bless his heart.
Bless his blackened, rancid, rotting heart.
Did you hear? The bipartisan Senate committee, the intelligence committee, came out with their fifth report on the Russians meddling in our election today.
Another report.
It's like one in a five-part series where they say basically, yes, the Russians did everything they could to get Trump elected.
This is like the Hillary hearings where she was like, every time there was a hearing, nope, she's fine, no problem here. But with Trump, it's like, oh yes, this is a problem. Let's have another hearing. Oh, it's a big problem. Oh, let's have another hearing. Yeah, and that's not being talked about at all. Neither is the Russian bounties being put on Russian soldiers.
American soldiers.
American soldiers. Hello, beer. Which blows my freaking mind. Like,
He hasn't even talked about it.
He hasn't talked about it.
Oh, I didn't know about it. Not a big deal. Nobody believed it was true. Meanwhile, everybody's like, no, it's true.
It's kind of a big deal.
I'm lost, Kimmy. Am I going the right direction towards your house?
Because
I have to pee really bad.
Oh, yeah. At the stop sign, right.
Okay, I got you.
We're at the Mayflower now.
Oh, we're at the Mayflower now.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. We're in bear country.
Ooh!
Oh, the bear came last night, nose to nose with Nyla at the fence.
No!
And it was not going anywhere. It gave zero fucks.
Was it a big bear or medium bear?
It was a big fucking bear. Its nose was like this long. I'm not kidding. It was fucking huge. She's barking her ass off. I'm standing there. I'm like, dude, take off. No, we don't. Go away.
Go away, right.
And he's looking at me and I can hear him breathing and she's
barking.
He's
at your back door?
No, he's at the fence.
Oh, okay.
But she's like, they're in like nose to nose. And he just stood there.
Nyla's pretty big and intimidating though for a dog. But not towards a bear doesn't give a shit, right?
I shine my flashlight in its face. Didn't care. That's the scary thing. It's like,
they don't care. They're probably really hungry and tired and hot and thirsty right now.
Yeah. And they make their rounds with the pools in the neighborhood. And I keep a pot of water in my front yard. I know, Darwin Awards.
No, but you're supposed to. I keep a bowl of water in the backyard just for whomever needs it. Like, we don't want people to die. I mean, creatures to die.
And it's just one of those things. Like, it just seems like the right thing to do.
Right.
I can't not do it.
Okay, I have to pee really bad, so let's say goodbye. What's your final thought?
All right, bye.
Oh, that's your final thought?
No, my final thought's picnic in the grocery store parking lot, bitches.
As long as there's a Starbucks or not. It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
If your parking lot in your grocery store in your town has any kind of grass at all. Wait, those people weren't even in the grass.
Green belts. They call them green belts.
If your grocery store has a green belt. We're tailgating. Tailgate that motherfucker.
That's that, bitches.
All right. Bye.
Remember, Curio Podcast loves you.
Yay!